sahana bhavatu, sahanau punaktu, sahaviryam kalavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Okay, Mrityunjaya. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamita Pantanam Vichor Mukshiyamam Lithata. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamita Pantanam Vichor Mukshiyamam Lithata. Okay, wait. Repeat after me a few times. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe.
Om Trayambakai Yajamahe.
Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Urvarukamiva Bantanan.
Urvarukamiva Bantanan.
Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata.
Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata.
Still repeat. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata.
Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata.
Good, let's do it together now. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata. Om
Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritaata.
repeat after me. Om Nakarmana Na Prajaya.
Om Nakarmana Na Prajaya.
Tane Na Jage Naike.
Tane Na Jage Naike.
Amritatvama Nashuhu.
Amritatvama Nashuhu.
Parena Na Kannihitam.
Parena Na Kannihitam.
Guhayam Viprad. Prajate
Kumayam Vi Prajate
Yadyatayo Vishanti
Yadyatayo Vishanti
Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitarthas
Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitarthas
Sanyasa Yogad
Sanyasa Yogad
Yataya Shuddha Sattva
Yatayashuddha
sattva Te Brahmaloketu
Te Brahmaloketu
Paraantakale
Paraantakale
Paramritat parimuchanti sarve
Paramritat
parimuchanti sarve Dharam vipapam
Dharam vipapam
Parame eshma bhutam
Parame eshma bhutam
Yat pundarikam
Yat pundarikam
Puramadya sakhastam
Puramadya sakhastam
Tatrapi dharam Gaganam Vishokas
Gaganam Vishokas
Tasmin Yadantas
Tasmin Yadantas
Tadupasitavyam
Tadupasitavyam
Yo Veda Dao Swarat Prokto
Yo Veda Dao Swarat Prokto
Vedante Cha Pratishthitaha
Vedante Cha Pratishthitaha
Tasya prakritilinasya
Tasya prakritilinasya
Yaparasa Maheshwaraha
Yaparasa Maheshwaraha
Natatrasuryo Bhati
Natatrasuryo Bhati
Nachandratarakam
Nachandratarakam
Nema Vidyuto
Nema Vidyuto
Bhanti Kuto Yamaknihi Tameva Pantam
Tameva Pantam
Anupati Sarvam
Anupati Sarvam
Tasya Bhasa
Tasya Bhasa
Sarvamidam Vibhati
Sarvamidam Vibhati.
Let's try it chanting slowly together, okay? Om Nakarmana Na Prajaya Tane Na Jage Naike Amritatvama Nashuhu Parena Na Kannihitam Guhayam Viprajate Yadyatayo Vishanti Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitarthas Sanyasa Yoga Yataya Shuddha Sattva Te Brahma Loke Tu Para Antakale Paramritat Parimuchanti Sarve Dharam Vipapam Parame Eshma Bhutam Yat Pundarikam Puramadya Sakasam Tatrapi Dharam Gaganam Vishokas Tasmin Yadantas Tadupasitavyam Yo Veda Dao Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishthitah Tasya Prakriti Linasya Yaparasa Maheshwaraha Natatra Suryo Bhati Nachandratarakam Nema Vidyuto Bhanti Kuto Yamaknihi tameva bhantam anupati sarvam, tasya bhasa sarvamidam vipati. Okay, now, the two lines that are the most difficult, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth line, fifth and sixth lines, let's work on those a little bit. That's where there seems to be a big snake. That da-rang-vi-pa-pam, parame-eshma-bhutain, yat-pundarikam, puramadhyasakastam, puramadhyasakastam, Dharam vipapam parame eshma bhutain. Yat pundarikam puramadhya sagastam.
Yat pundarikam
puramadhya sagastam. So let's do this line three times together. Dharam vipapam parame eshma bhutain yat pundarikam puramadhya sagastam. Dharam vipapam parame eshma bhutain yat pundarikam puramadhya sagastam. Dharam vipapam parame eshma bhutain yat pundarikam puramadhya sagastam. Tatra pidahram gaganam vishokas. Tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam.
Tatrapi dahrang gaganang vishokas.
Tasmin
yadan tas tadupasi tavyam.
Tasmin
yadan tas tadupasi tavyam.
Tasmin
yadan tas tadupasi tavyam. Let's try together this line. Tatra pida hranga ganan vishokas tasmin yadan tas tadupasitavyam. Tatra pida hranga ganan vishokas tasmin yadan tas tadupasitavyam. Tatra pida hranga ganan vishokas tasmin yadan tas tadupasitavyam. Let's try the two lines from Dahalan. Together. Da hrangi papam parame eshma putang yat pundarikam puramadya sakkastam tatrapi da hranga ganan vishokas tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam da hrangi papam parame eshma putang yat pundarikam puramadya sadgastam tatrapi dahranga ganan vishokas tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam. I'm going to do it one more time. We'll read it at half that speed because I can just to make sure that all of you are doing it. Dahrangi papam parame eshma putang yat pundarikam puramadya sakastam tatrapi dahrang gaganan vishokas tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam. Okay. We're going to go through it the whole thing one more time together, and we'll keep working on it for a few more weeks. So. Upasitavyam.
Oh,
where it says puramadya sagkas.
Yeah.
Do you see where that it's called an ananasika, that dot with the chandra,
yeah,
with the chandra and the dot with the little half circle under it, and then the nether stroke?
Well, I thought that used to mean instead of an
it has different sounds, and in this instance, the sound is gus. Puramadya sakastam. So it's got a gus sound. Puramadya sakastam. Puramadya sa. This is what you don't know. This is what is sounding strange to you. Gus. Puramadya sakastam. Puramadya sakastam. In Vedic chanting, there's different sounds. Sometimes it will take the sound of gum.
It'll, so notice any rule of Vedic chanting.
It's Vedic chanting. It's not in classical Sanskrit. So you just have to really learn it from me, as I learned it from my teachers. Okay? And when I'm going to put some new stuff on the website, and you'll hear them chanting this at the temple. And so you can listen to Swami Vagishananda now chanting it, but you listen hear how they do it in the temple too. Okay. Om. What did it get? Om na karma na na prajaya tane na tyage naike amritatvamana shubhu. Parena nakannihitam guhayam viprajate yatyatayo vishanti Vedanta vijnana sunishitartha sanyasa yoga yatayashuddha sattva
Te brahma loke tu para antakale paramritat parimuchanti sarve e dahran vipapam parame eshmaputam yat pundarikam purumadya sakhastam tatrapi dahran gaganam vishokas tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam Yo veda dao swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti linasya yap parasa maheshwaraha trasuryo pati na chandra tarakam nema vidyuto panti kuto yamatnihi tameva pantam anupati sarvam Tasya pasa sarvamidam vibhati.
Okay, everybody okay? Did you get some chai?
Huh?
You okay? Okay. Shemno. Repeat after me, please. Om Shanno Mitra Shambha. Sorry. I have to continually correct myself on this. Maybe I'm going to retype it for us so that I actually put the nasalization in there. When you have, it's not going to, if I said Shem, it's the Anuswara is going to always be nasalized, right? Follow and take the nasalization of the following. So it's Shan, Om Shanno Mitra Shang Varunaha Om Shanno Mitra Shang Varunaha Shanno Bhavatwar Yama Shanno Bhavatwar Yama Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi Shanno Vishnurukrama Sorry Shanno Vishnurukramaha Shanno Vishnurukramaha Namo Brahmane Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo
Namaste Vayo
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami
Ritang Vadishyami
Ritang Vadishyami
Satyam Vadishyami
Satyam Vadishyami
Tanmamavatu
Tanmamavatu
Tadvaktaramavatu
Tadvaktaramavatu
Avatu Mam
Avatu mam,
avatu vaktaram,
avatu vaktaram,
om shanti shanti shanti,
om shanti shanti shanti.
Let's try together. Om, 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 shanno mitra, sorry. Om Shanno, go ahead.
Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha Shanno Pavatvaryama Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi Shanno Vishnururukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ritam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmamavatu Tadvaktaram Avatu Avatu Mam Avatu Vaktaram Om Shanti 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 Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha Shamno Pavatvaryama, Shamna Indro Brahaspatihi, Shamno Vishnurukramaha, Namo Brahmane, Namaste Vayo, Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi, Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishami, Vritam Vadishami, Satyam Vadishami, Tanmam Avatu, Tadvaktaram Avatu, Avatu Mam, Avatu Vaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Shanno Mitra Shambharanaha, Shanno Pavatvaryama, Shanna Indra Brahaspatihi, Shanno Vishnururukramaha, Namo Brahmane, Namaste Vayo, Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi, Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishami, Ratham Vadishami, Satyam Vadishami, Tanmam Avatu, Tadvaktaram Avatu, Avatu Mam, Avatu Vaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
We'll do one more and then we'll take a break in about 10 minutes. Okay. Everybody okay? So? Bedroom. I still don't know how to translate all of this, but I do know how to translate most of it. Let me go through. Remember last time I didn't break the Sandhi for this completely? And so I'd like to at least break the Sindhi. And there's one part, the translation is not clear to me, but most of it is. So I'll just go and give you what I have.
Did you know what the meaning of
Yaya
first means?
There, I didn't look up. They are deities, but I don't know the stories. I didn't have time to look it up. Too bad Pami's not here. She could probably.
Pami's online.
I know, but she'd have to type it into a... I hope she can hear. She didn't type and tell me. Should be able to hear. She's still on. Dummy, I hope you can hear. No, we'll see.
Maybe she's recording.
Funny. It's just that we've had so much trouble. See, it looks on my side that it's working because this thing is going.
She wouldn't have been on this long if she hadn't heard, I think.
Okay. Okay, Pami, we're assuming you're okay. Okay, so let me go ahead and read it with the Sandhi and give you the translation as the part that I know. At least we can do that. In Vedic Sanskrit, sometimes I don't have a bhasha on this. And so I have Swamiji's English translation, but I don't have a commentary that breaks down certain words that I'm not sure of. So, Om Bhadram, this is Sandhi, okay? Om Bhadram Karnebhihi Shrinuyama Devaha Shrinuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashema Akshabhihi Yajatraha. The same thing, I've got to look it up again. Unless you remember, Bill. Is it Aksha or Aksha? Remember, we went through this before. I can never remember if for the word eyes, if it's. Do you know, Kiki?
No.
Yeah, okay, just a minute. Might as well just stop right here. Aksha. Because it's one of those words that has a lot of meanings.
Eyes?
Here it says sense organs, but we usually use it as eyes. That's why I'm looking up Aksha also. And for Aksha, it's a meaning way down on the list. it can mean has many, many meanings, but it can mean an organ of sense or the eye. Okay. But since it says may we see, but pashema means see, akshabihi must mean with our eyes, and it's short. Okay, so we're just doing Sunday, so that was the first problem. Badram pashema akshabihi yajatraha stirahi angaihi tushtuvamsaha. It says tushtuvagumsaha. See that? Mm-hmm. It's tushtuvamsaha. Tanubihi. That gum, of course, when we just write it out without any type of sense of pronunciation, in classical Sanskrit, it's going to be tushtuvamsaha. Tanubihi. Vyashema deva hitam. Two words compound. Deva hitam. Yet ayuhu. Swasti naha indraha vritta shravaha. Two words compound. Vritta shravaha. Swasti naha pusha vishwa ved, and it's pusha. It's not pushaha, it's pusha from pusha, and I'll explain that when we translate. Pusha vishwa vedaha. Remember that everybody had that note of that pusha I didn't know last time, so I said let's wait and see. So it's pusha, it's not pushaha. Pusha vishwa vedaha swasti naha tarkshaha arishta nemihi. Compound arishta nemihi. Swasti naha brihaspatihi dadhatu. Om shanti shanti shanti. Okay, everybody see it? So we've translated some of it. I'll just go through and things that I, just so that you have a sense of what it means. There's a couple of things I'm not clear of, but we can see how Swamiji did it, and I'll tell you what I'm not clear about. First line, Badram. Badram means it's auspiciousness. What is good for you? What is hitam? What is good for you? Badram, that which is auspicious. Karnebihi, by ears, by our ears. Our, the word our isn't up there, but they won't put our, and you have to understand that. Karane is karanebihi, instrumental plural, by our ears. Shrinuyama, may we hear with our ears, by with. Remember instrumental case? By or with. Badram karanebihi shrinuyama devaha, O gods, addressing the gods, vocative. O gods, may we hear, O devas. May we hear what is auspicious with our ears. Om Badram Karane Bihi Shruniyama Devaha. Badram Pashema Akshabihi Yajatraha. O Yajatra is another type of devas. O Yajatra, so vocative. Badram, that which is auspicious. Pashema, may we see. Akshabihi, with our eyes. May we, O Yajatras, may we see with our eyes that which is Badram, auspicious. So accusative there, right? Accusative singular. Then, Stirahi, this sentence I have a little bit of trouble with, and actually there's a danda there between these two, the sentence beginning with Stirahi and Vyashema, but they actually hook together as one sentence, even though they put a danda there. Danda means like a period, the vertical line. Stirahi angahi. Your angas are your limbs, the limbs of your body. Stira means really firm or in place or standing. So when you say stirahi angahi, with limbs that are healthy, that's the idea, with limbs that are solid in good shape. Healthy. Stirahi angahi. Tushtu vamsaha. I think that this word, as I say, this word is this sentence I'm having a little trouble with, comes from the root stu, and stu means to praise. It reduplicates into tushtu, and tushtu van, vamsaha would, I believe, in its Vedic, would mean praising. So let's take it as that for now, with a little question mark. Then, tanu bihi, with our body, with our bodies. So you have, with our, tanu is the physical body, the especially the, like the torso, the body. And then with our limbs and our bodies. Great. Stiva means healthy. So with healthy limbs and bodies. Okay, Stiva, everybody see that? Stirahi, angaihi, tanu bihi, all instrumental plurals. So with healthy limbs, and the and isn't there, you have to add that. With healthy limbs and bodies. Stirahi angaihi tanubihi. And then we're going to take tushtu vamsaha as praising. Okay? Then we'll see. Vyashema. May we gain. May we have. May we gain. Devahitam. Let me just do word for word here. What is good? Hitam means good or pleasing or beneficial to the gods. What is pleasing, devahitam, is that which benefits or is pleasing or well-received by the gods. Deva is the gods, so devahitam. That which pleases or benefits the gods. How does Swamiji do it? Praising, Swamiji says this, praising the devatas and doing good to them and doing good to please them, okay? So he's taking that tushtu vamsaha as praising, and then with the devahitam, praising, and he's adding some things there because that's the sense of it. Praising, and he's saying doing good, which would be hitam, to the gods. Praising, devahitam. You could even say praising that which is by that which is good for the gods. He says like this, praising the devatas and doing good to please them. Swamiji, in his translation, he's adding a lot of things to make this make sense in English. These extra words aren't there, but that's what the sense of it is. Okay. So, devahitam, that which is good to the gods, yet that which. Ayuhu means, ayus means long life. So, may we gain, vyashema, long life with healthy limbs and bodies. Everybody see that? Stirahi angaihi, with healthy limbs, tanubihi, with bodies, vishema, may we gain, ayuhu, long life, tushtu vamsaha, praising and doing that which is pleasing to the gods, is the idea. May our life be dharmic, may we do all of our the rituals and the nitya naimittika karmas, all of the things that we're supposed to do in such a way that the gods are pleased. Okay. Everybody okay with that? I'll try to see if I'll work on it a little bit more and see if I can make it more explain the grammar a little bit better to you later. I've done as much as I can right now. Now, swasti naha indraha vridashravaha. This is, may Indra bless us. Okay. Now, Indra, who is Vridashravaha, this is also, Vridashravaha is also nominative singular, but the actual word is Shravas. And the word that ends in is, which you haven't learned words that end in consonants yet, the nominative singular is Aha, like Chandramas, Chandramaha. So this is Vridha. Means that which is which is big or large or great. Shravas means fame. So Indra of great fame. Indraha, who is Vridashravaha, for whom there is great fame. Okay? May he bless us. Swasti Naha. Naha is us. Then Swasti Naha, Pusha. Pusha is nominative singular and it comes from Pushan. It means the sun. And the sun is an epithet of the sun and it means the one who protects the universe also, Pusha. So the sun. And then now, this is the next word, Vishwavedaha, comes from Vishwavedas. And it means the one who knows everything, omniscient. And it's an epithet now of the sun. Okay? Pusha, who knows all. Swamiji translated this as the all-knowing and nourishing sun, taking Vishwavedaha as all-knowing and Pusha nourishing, probably from the root, verbal root push, pushati, means to nourish. And so he's taking that as, even though Pusha means the sun, you know, it also comes, he's taking it from this verbal root, push, which means to nourish. So the all-knowing and nourishing, the sun who is all-knowing and nourishing. You see where he got that? If the word push, we take that to being the sun, is pushan, pusha is nominative singular. And you go back to the verbal root, push, which means to nourish, right? Then pusha, he's taking the sun who is nourishing, going into the etymology of the root. And then Vishwavedas, Vedaha, is nominative singular also, and that means the one who knows everything, the omniscient one. So Swamiji says the all-knowing and nourishing sun. Okay? So may he bless us. Swasti naha tarakshaha. Tarakshaha is a name for Garuda. Garuda is the, in the Ramayana, you know, the bird that transports Rama and helps him find Sita. I don't know it. I can't give you a long thing on all of the names of these people. I mean, their stories. So, Swasti Naha, Tarakshaha, name for Garuda. Arishtanemihi. Swamiji takes that as the one who knows no obstacles in his flight. Arishtanemihi. Arishta, the word Arishta can mean auspicious or imperishable or unimpeded. Namihi can mean a circumference, or it also is a word for the earth. And so Swamiji has taken it to mean this. If you look up in the dictionary, one who knows no obstacles in his life, that's not going to be there, if you look up Arishta and Namihi. But then he probably has access to a lot of etymology and also all of the stories. Arishta and Namihi is also a brother of Garuda, so... But anyway, this is how he takes that, and I don't know where he gets that from, but I trust that's what it is. So Arishta, well, it has a lot of meanings, but one is imperishable, one is auspicious. But if you were to look up in the dictionary, you know, free from limitation, there'll be a whole list of words, and the same with Namihi, like the earth or the circumference or something or the limits of something.
So. Could you say again what Nastakshi is, how you break
Naha means us. Okay. And then Tarakshaha is a name for Garuda. So Swasti, Naha, Tarakshaha, Arishta, Nemihi. And so that Arishta, Nemihi, I don't really know. We're just taking Swamiji's definition of that.
What's Swasti?
When you say Swasti, it's an indeclinable. And it means to give blessings, basically. It's an indeclinable, like Namaha is an indeclinable, means my prostrations to you. Swasti is the bestowing of grace or blessings. So if you say Swasti Naha, it would be just bless us. That's how I usually do it. And that's how Swamiji may it bless us. The us is the Naha. So Swasti is an indeclinable, means to bestow the blessings. So Swasti Naha Tarakshaha Arishtanemihi. Then Swasti Naha Brihaspati. Dadatu means to give. So may Brihaspati Dadatu. And that Dadatu can go with each one. May Brihaspati bestow his blessings on us. The blessings, Swasti. Do Swasti for us. Brihaspati is the another name of one of the devatas, and he says the protector of the intellect. It's also the one who has is responsible for all words and knowledge and that type of thing. But again, I can't give you a good what? Brihaspati? Okay, I think there's more to it than that, but Bill's saying Ganapati.
I thought it was also a name for Jupiter.
Yeah, but there's more names, and I think there's bigger usage than just Ganapati. I don't think it's just a synonym for Ganapati. No, I don't think so. But that's nice to know that Ganapati gets that. So anyway, Dadatu means to give, right?
So it's a name of a god who might govern words and word usage.
Or the intellect, yeah. Like Swamiji says here, the protector of our intellect. So, Brihaspati Dadatu. Swasti Naha Brihaspati Dadatu. That's about the best I can do right now. But at least it gives you a feeling, a sense of it, okay?
What's
the Dadatu? Dadatu, it's a reduplicative, and it's probably the third guna. In the third group, there's a reduplication of the verbal root. Have you ever learned the three? You've learned the gunas?
Yeah.
So, in the third guna, there's a reduplication. This is and of it. Okay, I'm not real solid on this, but I feel like I wanted you to at least have a good idea of what it meant, that what we're chanting, okay? If I don't have when it's Vedic Sanskrit, if I don't have a bhasha, I don't feel very... I like to have it all broken up. I don't have that. But still, this is good enough for now. So repeat after me. We'll take a break. Om Om Padram Karne Pishrunuyama Devaha. Om Padram Karne Pishrunuyama Devaha. I might have done it wrong there. Padram. No. Om Padram Karne Pish. Om Padram Karne Pish. Om Padram Karne Pish. Om Padram Karne Pish Shrunuyama Devaha Shrunuyama Devaha Shrunuyama Devaha
Shrunuyama Devaha.
Om Padram Karne Pish Shrunuyama Devaha.
Om Padram Karne Pish Shrunuyama Devaha.
I think that I'm not doing enough about rather. Shri. Shrinuyama Devaha.
Shrinuyama Devaha.
Shrinuyama Devaha.
Shrinuyama Devaha.
Om Padram Karne Bhishrinuyama Devaha.
Om Padram Karne Bhishrinuyama Devaha.
Bhadram Pashye Makshabhir Yajatraha. Okay. Bhadram Pashye. Let's see. Bhadram Pashye Mak. Bhadram Pashye Mak. Bhadram Pashye Mak. Bhadram Pashye Makshabhir Yajatraha. Makshabhir, Makshabhir, Makshabhir Yajatraha, Makshabhir Yajatraha, Makshabhir Yajatraha, Bhadram Pashye Makshabhir Yajatraha. Just so we can get the intonation a little bit better. These are the words. Padram, Pashema, Akshabihi, Yajatraha. Right? It means Padram auspicious, Pashema, may we see, Akshabihi, with our eyes, O Yajatrahas. Okay? Bhadram Pashema Bhadram Pashema Kshabir Yajatvaha Bhadram Pashema Kshabir Yajatvaha Bhadram Pashema Kshabir Yajatvaha Stirai Rangai E Stirai Rangai E Stirai Rangai E
Stirai Rangai E
Tushtuvagum
Tushtuvagum
Sastanubhihi
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 Stirai rangai istushtuvagum sastanubhihi
Stirai rangai istushtuvagum
sastanubhihi
Sastanubhihi
It's up, down, middle. Sastanubhihi
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 Stirai rangai istushtuvagum sastanubhihi
Stirai rangai istushtuvagum sastanubhihi
Stirai rangai istushtuvagum sastanubhihi
Stirai rangai istushtuvagum
sastanubhihi Okay, what is it gum or goom?
Stirai rangai istushtuvagum.
Gum?
It's going to be different, right? There can be gum or gus. It just depends on what the word is coming in contact with and what the convention is. Stirai rangai istushtuvagum sastanubhihi. Stirai rangai istushtuvagum sastanubhihi Stirai rangai istushtuvagum sastanubhihi Stirai rangai istushtuvagum sastanubhihi You know what? There's a something here. It's actually like this. Stirai rangai e. Okay. Stirai rangai e. Now, do you see that? Because we're going up twice, that's gangai he. Let's see. Stirai rangai e. This is how they do it, though. Stirai rangai hi stushtuvagum sastanubhihi Stirai rangai hi stushtuvagum sastanubhihi Okay. Stirai rangai hi stushtuvagum sastanubhihi Vyashema devahitam Vyashema devahitam Vyashema devahitam. It's Vyashema de, right? Vyashema de vahitam.
Vyashema devahitam.
It's actually tongue. So. Vyashema de vahitam yadayuhu. Vyashema de vahitam yadayuhu. Vyashema devahitam yadayuhu
Vyashema devahitam yadayuhu
Swastina Indro
Swastina Indro
Swastina Indro
Swastina Indro
Vridashravaha
Vridashravaha
Swastina Indro Vridashravaha
Swastina Indro Vridashravaha
Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha
Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha
Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha
Swastina
Vishwavedaha
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 Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha.
Swastina
Starksho.
Swastina Starksho.
Swastina Starksho.
Swastina Starksho.
Arishtanemihi.
Arishtanemihi. Arishtanemihi.
Swastina Starksho. Arishtanemihi.
Swastina
Starksho. Arishtanemihi. Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu.
Swastina Brahaspatir Tathatu.
Brahaspatir.
Brahaspatir
Dadhatu.
Brahaspatir Dadhatu.
Brahaspatir Dadhatu.
Brahaspatir Dadhatu.
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 Brahaspatir Dadhatu.
Brahaspatir Dadhatu.
Swastino Brahaspatir Dadhatu.
Swastino Brahaspatir
Tathatu.
Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Just chant together once and then that will settle the other, okay? Om Om Patram Karne Pishunuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashe Makshabiryachatraha Stirai Rangai Istushtu Vagum Sastanupihi Vyashema Devahitan Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vritashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Okay, we're not done with this yet. We'll be working on it for a couple more weeks. All right, why don't we take a break?
Car moving time.
Yeah. All right, Atma Bodha, verse 7. Tavat Satyam Jagadbhati. Tavat satyam jagadbhati shuktikara jatam yatha yavanna jnayate brahma sarvadishtanamatvayam tavat satyam jagadbhati Shuktikara jatam yatha yavanna jnayate brahma sarvadhishtanamatvayam sandhi tavat satyam jagat bhati shuktika rajatam compound shuktika rajatam yatha yavat dental death yavat na nyayate Brahma. Compound Sarva Adishtanam and the compound Sarva Adishtanam Advayam. Advayam. Advaita Advayam. Okay. Now, do you see in the first word is tavat, and the first word of the second line is yavat. Yavat, tavat. Right? Yavat, there's many, many ways, especially if they are by themselves, but if they come conjoined like this, yavat, tavat. Yavat means as long as tavat for that long, for that period of time. As long as this is the case, then this will be the case. As long as this is going on so long, as long as this, so long that. You know, that's kind of an awkward way to say it, but okay.
Which one is which?
Tavit. At the bottom where it says second line beginning, where it says Yavat na. So actually, so Tavit means will be so long. Yavat is as long as. Okay? So Tavit, in English you might say that read the first, second line first. Okay? But so Tavit, just take it for now, is so long as, you know. Satyam means real. Jagat is a neuter noun, nominative singular. So, and satyam now is going to be adjectival to jagat, real, jagat, universe. Bhati comes from ba, third person singular, that tfx, bhati. It means to shine, or appear as, to shine as, or to appear as. Bhati. Then this compound, shuktika. Shuktika is a mother of pearl shell. Rajata means silver. Shuktika, mother of pearl, shell, seashell. And rajata, silver. Yata means just as. Yavat, as long as. Na gnyayate. This gnyayate comes from gnya, to know. And it's a passive construction, which we're going to learn today, if we have time. Gnyayate. And so na means not. Na gnyayate is not known. Brahma. From Brahman, nominative singular. Yavat nagnyayate Brahma, nominative singular, as long as Brahman is not known. Yavat, as long as, nagnyayate is not known. Brahman, nominative singular, as long as Brahman is not known. Brahman, which is, now we have two, all of these words now are adjectival to Brahman in the nominative singular. Sarva adhishtanam. The adhishtanam of everything. The adhishtanam means the locus, the substratum. Exactly what the word adhishtanam is, I'll give a little talk on, okay? So let's keep it as adhishtanam. The adhishtanam, the basis, substratum, locus, sarva, everything. The sarva adhishtanam, the adhishtana of everything, sarva, which is advayam, non-dual. Brahman, which is, good, now we have two, all in the neuter. Brahman, sarva adhishtanam is a compound. Brahman, which is the adhishtana of everything, which is advayam, non-dual. So the second line, yavat na jnayate brahma. As long as Brahman is not known. As long as Brahman, which is the adhishtana of everything, and which is non-dual, as long as that Brahman is not known, tavat, for that so long, for that period of time, satyam jagat bhati, the universe, the jagat, shines satyam as real, appears as real, appears to be real. Satyam, the jagat shines as real. Satyam is adjectival to jagat. So the jagat shines. How does it shine? How does it appear? It appears as satyam, as though real. In English, we'd say the jagat appears as real, right? Satyam jagat bhati.
So the pearl, the pearl silver, is really translated into the universe shining?
Well, I haven't done it yet.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. So, so we have tavats. For that period of time, the world appears as real. Shuktika rajatam yata, just as the rajata, yata, just as the rajata, the silver, on the mother of pearl. Shuktika means mother of pearl. So the silver on the mother of pearl. Shuktika rajatam. Okay, because that's a very common example, just like the rope. There's several examples. One is the rope snake. The other is the mother of pearl appearing as silver. The third one, the most common, is the mirage water. Right, so these three are very, very commonly used. So you're going to see it all the time.
I think this is the first time we've heard about the silver and mother of pearl.
No, you've heard, but you know, I'm a rope snake person. So but these are the three. These are the three. You'll see all the time. The rope snake, the rope snake, the mother of pearl and silver, and then the mirage water. Okay, so they're used over and over again. And they are used in reference to these words, adhishtanam and adhyaropa. Adhyaropa isn't here. But adhishtanam means, say if you have the rope snake. The rope is the reality. It's the locus. It's the thing that is actually there. So the thing that is actually there is what we call the adhishtanam. And it is the locus, right? The basis upon which the rope snake, the snake, is superimposed. Adhyaropa, aropa means superimposition. Adhyaropa is the superimposition upon something. So we have these two words, adhishtana, which means the thing on which something is superimposed. That's the basis. And then the adhyaropa is that which is superimposed. Right? And so when we think of like satyam mitya, just as the, what is mitya has no separate, is that can't be separated from the satyam, right? Because the mitya is, has for its reality the satyam, right? Just like when we use clay pot for that all the time, and we can use either clay pot or rope snake, you know, or mother of pearl. So the satyam is the actual thing that is there, the very substance, the very thing that is there. The adhyaropa is the thing that is superimposed. But the adhyaropa has no substance, no being, nothing apart, no being at all, apart from the adhishtana. So the adhishtana is actually the truth of what is there.
So in this case, it would be the pearl is the truth, and then the silver is the
adhyaropa. Is what is this superimposed. Okay. So now the idea is this. Once the adhishtana is known, then you actually know the truth of the thing, what is actually there. Whether or not the adhyaropa stays. Now, when we use illustrations like rope snake or mother of pearl and shell, that's a subjective projection. And so when the adhishtana is recognized, the subjective projection disappears, right? If when you recognize the mother of pearl, there you can't see the silver anymore. It's completely gone. This creation is not your subjective projection. So when you recognize the adhishtana and the adhyaropa relationship, as long as this body, which is fulfilling its prarabdha, and it's in empirical reality, it's not your subjective creation, this body, mind, sense organs, it will remain. But the difference is, for you as a jnani, you have recognized the adhishtana from the adhyaropa. Even both now are existing at the same time and place. There is no adhyaropa, there's no mitya, apart from the adhishtana. Right, so the adhishtana and the mitya are one and the same in that sense. You can't get separated. However, what separates it is that what is mitya comes and goes and changes. It has no lasting, it doesn't last. You see that? So, like this, you try to separate the rope from the snake or the mother of pearl from the silver. There is absolutely no separation nor any type of independent existence. So that's what we mean by when you discover the adhishtana of this creation, you discover that which is, that which is actually here. There's no subject-object. There's no differentiation. You can't separate the mitya. Okay, so that's why these are so powerful. So now, a couple of things with this verse. All of these words, satya, means truth, that which is real, important word, right? Truth, or that which is real, that which exists in all three periods of time. So that was true, that which is real, that's how you translate that. Jagat, as the universe, it's a word you have to know, jagat. Shuktika rajatam, always is appearing everywhere, because this is a classic example. So shukti or shuktika, mother of pearl, rajata, silver. So shuktika rajata. Right? And these should be words that you'll see over and over again. Nyayate, you'll start recognizing this as soon as we learn the passive, which we maybe we'll start today. Nyayate is known. So this root, nya, to know. Nya, jnanam, knowledge. Ajnanam, ignorance. Right? So it comes from the nya, to know. Jnanam, knowledge. Ajnanam. Right? Ignorance. Sarva, all the time, means everything or all. Adhishtanam, another, this adhishtana, also a very technical word, and it means that which is the very being, the very reality of what is superimposed on it. Adwayam, non-dual. Dwaya, two, dual. Adwaya, non-two. Advaita, Advaya, right? Just different ways of forming the same word. Advayam, Advaita.
Can this bhakti never mean to be or to appear or something?
It means to present itself.
Right.
To present itself, to appear, to shine.
Shine.
But when we say, like, we don't talk like this in English. When bhakti to shine means the thing is presenting itself. It appears. It shines. It presents itself. That's bhati. Like if we say the sun shines, the sun is shining, right? It's presenting itself. But all of these things shine means they're presenting themselves to us. They're appearing to us. So when you say something like Jagat Satyam Bhati, the universe shines as real. In English we would say the universe appears to be real. Right? That's how we would often translate.
Can I, with the adhyarupa, would that apply equally to the thinking the silver is there, as well as the pot in that dishtanta of the clay pot? Would it refer both to pot and objective reality and subjective projection? Can we just refer to everything? You know what I'm saying?
Usually when you're using that, you're talking that it's most applicable to things like rope snake or silver. But your cognition of the pot having reality and being a something in its own right would be an adhyaropa upon the clay, right? But when we're talking really adhishtana adhyaropa, the rope snake is a clearer example. Yeah. The clay pot is, because we're right, all of these are what we call drishtantas, and they highlight certain things. Like the clay pot is really beautiful for highlighting satyam mitya, right? Because it's so good, it makes you see how there's nothing there but satyam. The rope snake is very good for showing the superimposition of one thing upon another and how that one thing has no reality. And it's more than that. The one thing has no reality. And what is real goes through no change, no process of change, to become whatever it is, the adhyaropa. What's important about that? So if you hold clay pot, And in this sense, the mother of pearl and the silver. your mind can get confused with the clay pot, because even though there's nothing but clay there, the clay changes shape to become the clay, to become the pot, and then it changes its shape. But its essence doesn't change, and in reality there's nothing there but clay. So it's good for that. But then you see it changing its shape. In the rope snake or mother of pearl, nothing at all happens to the rope or the mother of pearl or the desert. It goes through no modification, no becoming of any kind. You know, because you could think of there's nothing here but Brahman really, but it's swirling around into these different forms. But if you then you move into the rope snake, there's no swirling around. There's no change, there's no becoming. And so there's where you can bring in the understanding of Maya.
Swirling to the mind.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay? Everyone okay with this? Okay.
Beautiful.
Let's do the next one. Upadane kila tare.
Upadane kila tare.
Jaganti parameshware. Sargastati layan yanti.
Sargastati layan yanti.
Budbudani bhavarini.
Budbudani bhavarini.
Upadane kila dhare.
Upadane kila dhare.
Jaganti parameshware. Sargastati layan yanti.
Sargastati layan yanti.
Budbudani bhavarini.
Budbudani bhavarini.
Okay, here. Sandhi. Upadane. Compound. Akila. Adhare. Adhara. Adhare. Jaganti Parameshwara. Parama Ishwara. Parameshwara. Sarga compound. Sarga Stiti Layan. Yanti. Budbudani. Eva. Varini. The subject of the sentence is found in the first line. Upadane is locative singular. Akiladhare, locative singular. Jaganti is from jagat. The word jagat is a neuter noun ending in ta. Neuter nouns ending in ta go like this. Jagat, jaganti, jaganti. And so you can all, whenever I see anti, I think of the third person plural of the verb, right? But it's also the nominative and accusative singular of neuter ta ending nouns. Jagat, dual is jaganti, longi, and jaganti. Right? So here, jaganti means the worlds, the universes. So that's jaganti, is here's your nominative. The rest of the top line are all locative singulars, like Rame, Upadane, Akiladhare, Jaganti, nominative plural, then Parameshwara, locative singular. Now let's look at the next line. I'll just look some grammar and then I'll do the word for word. Sarga, Stiti, Laya. Those are three words ending in, so a compound ending in on, like Raman.
The three words
are
compound.
Yeah, okay. Sarga, Stiti, Laya. Are compounded with the ending at the end, which is on, like Raman, accusative plural. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Okay? Accusative plural. Sarga Stiti Layan. Yanti. Yanti comes from the root ya. Anti is third person plural singular. Remember that the subject is Jaganti, which is nominative, neuter nominative plural. So yanti has got to be plural, third person plural. Budbudani. Budbudani is nominative plural, neuter. Neuter nominative plural. Ani, like palumpale palani. Nominative plural. Budbudani. Eva, indeclinable means life. Vadini, from vadi, locative, singular. Vadi means water, it's neuter, e-ending noun, vadini. Vadi, the neuter nouns ending in e, take that na, vadini. And so the neuter, locative singular, is for vadi is vadini.
Like in Varanasi?
Yeah, no, not quite. But there are very few neuter nouns that end in E. Right? Very few neuter nouns that end in E. But vadi is such an important word. Water. Vadi means water. So. Okay, so now let's look at this, the words. Okay. Upadana. Very important word. It usually comes in upadana karanam. It means that which is the material, the substance, the material cause of something is the upadana. So that here it's referring to the material cause, the upadana. The word akila means all or every or the entire is akila. The word adhara means is the same as adhishtana, really. It's the locus, the basis, the substratum, the thing upon which something is. Like a table could be the adhara, and you put the cup on the table. That's the location. But the adhara also means the container, the basis, the substratum, the very locus of something. And so here, when we're using the word adhara, we're using it usually in the sense of adhishtanam, that which is the very being or the substance of something. So here, akila, a compound, akila adhara, the substance of everything, right? The basis. Now these are all in locative. So in the upadana, which is the basis of everything, in the material cause, which is the basis of everything, the worlds, nominative plural, Parameshwara, in the Lord, in Parameshwara. In the Lord, which is the, sort of talking really Brahman here, in Parameshwara, who is the upadana, the very being, the very material, the very substance of everything, and the very basis of everything. He's the upadana and the very basis, the adhishtana of everything that's imposed on it. Okay, so now we've got a bunch of locatives and the subject. So let's go to the second line. Sarga stitilaya. Sarga means the creation. Stiti is the sustenance. And laya is the dissolution. So we say, you know, when we say the creation projects, that's the sarga. It is maintained, it is sustained. That's the stiti, the abiding. The creation projects, it's that's the sarga, the stiti, it's being sustained. Laya is the dissolution. Okay? So sarga, stiti, laya. The creation, sustaining, and dissolution. Accusative plural, like Raman. So it's an accusative plural because it's the sarga and the stiti and the laya. It's a dwandva compound. And since there's three or more, it'll go in the plural. Right? There's the sarga, the stiti, and the laya. That's three. That's going to be plural. Sarga, stiti, layan. Yanti. Third person, plural. Jaganti. The universes, the worlds, all the worlds, all different levels of creation. Yanti. They go. I'll tell you, this is idiomatic, but in Sanskrit we'll say, like the worlds go to this state. They attain the state. So the worlds go through, we would say in English, the worlds go through sarga, stiti, and laya. Okay? But ya really means just to go. So these worlds go to these states. So they go through the sarga, stiti, and laya. So yanti is the third person plural. Now the example. Budbudani eva. Vadini. Eva means like. Okay? You could say, we can use yata, just as, or eva, like, or vat means like. So here they're using eva. Budbud, budbudani, nominative plural, bubbles. Bud-bud. Bubbles. The bubbles and froth on the water. Bud-budani, Eva. Like the bubbles, vadini, in water. Like bubbles in water, like the froth in the water, the jagat, the worlds go through sarga, sthiti, and laya in Parameshwara, who is the upadana, the material cause, and the basis, the adhishtana of everything. Akila. Akila adhara, who is the very upadana. Upadana karanam is the material cause. Akila adhara, the material cause, in the sense, material cause, in the sense of adhishtana adhyaropa. In that sense, right? Because just like we could say that the rope is the material cause, the actual thing that is there of the rope, because there's nothing else there. It is the very being. It's the very satyam, the very being of the rope. The clay is the upadana of the pot. It's the very material thing. But when you bring in akila adhara, it's the upadana, means there's no other being there. There's no other substance there. But the relationship is one of adhyaropa adhishtana, because they use this adhara. Means it's the actual truth of the thing itself, not going through any modification to become that. Right? The adhishtana doesn't go through a modification in its relationship with the adhyaropa, the thing that's superimposed on it. Right? So the adhishtana never goes through modification at all. It's just the very essence, the very being, the very basis of the thing that is superimposed. But the thing that is superimposed can't change it. So when you say that something is the upadana, and your mind will probably go to like clay pot, it's the very material cause. That's true. It's the very thing that is there. But that thing that is there, being the adhara of everything, akila, it's the adhara of everything, as the adhishtana, it goes through no modification to become that thing. Okay? So that's Parameshwara.
This is sort of like the waves ocean.
Yes, yes, it is. It's like the waves ocean, but then the wave ocean and clay pot need to be counterbalanced with rope snake because of this adhishtana adhyaropa relationship, where what is the basis doesn't go through a modification to become the effect. Right? That's what's so. It doesn't go through any type of change whatsoever. So that's really, it's a beautiful verse.
Can you give the full translation of that?
The worlds go through creation, sustenance, and dissolution in Parameshwara, who is the material cause and the basis of everything, just like bubbles go through creation, sustenance, and dissolution in water. Or you could say, just like bubbles in water, that's the last words, just like bubbles in water, the worlds go through creation, sustenance, and dissolution in Parameshwara, who is the very material cause and basis of all that is. The thing is, I mean, that's an okay translation, but then basis of all that is, material cause, all of these words have to be taught what they mean. So, the words upadana as material cause, adhara as being like adhishtana, important word jagat, universe again, Parameshwara, the Lord, sarga, creation, sthiti, sustenance, laya, this trilogy, sarga, sthiti, there's these three threesome, sarga, sthiti, laya. There's other ways of saying that, right? But these three words, there's other ways of saying these three words. I can't think of them right now, but there's the creation, sustenance, dissolution. They can use different words for them. These are very common. Sarga, sthiti, laya. Yanti, to go, okay? Bud, bud, bubbles. Vadi, me, water. Body, water. Very common.
Remember in Vakyavritti, it's Sargastiti Pralaya.
Pralaya. Laya and Pralaya. Oh. Yeah. when laya is used with sargasthiti laya, it has the sense of palaya. Palaya means the collapse, dissolution of the entire universe. So that's the technical term for it. But if you use laya also with sargasthiti, it's the same. Let's do one more. Satchiratman, let's see, Satchiratman, man yanusyute, Satchiratman, yanusyute, Satchiratman, yanusyute, Satchiratman, yanusyute, Nitya Vishnau prakalpitaha. Nitya Vishnau prakalpitaha vyaktayo vivida sarvaha hatake kataka divat sachira sachira manyanusyute sachira manyanusyute Nitya Vishnau prakalpitaha Vyaktayo vivida sarvaha Hatake kataka divat Sandhi Sat Chit Atmani Sat Chit Atmani Anusyute. Satchit Atmani Anusyute. Nitye Vishnau Prakalpitaha. Nitye Vishnau Prakalpitaha. Vyaktiyaha Vividaha Sarvaha. Hatake Kataka Adi Vat. Satchit Atmani. Atmani is locative singular, so the Satchit Atma, in the Satchit Atma. Anusyute comes from Anusyu, and it means to weave the warp, to totally pervade in the sense of to weave itself through, like warp and woof. To actually be pervading, but like warp and woof. Like if you say the threads pervade the cloth. They're the warp and woof of the cloth, and that way they pervade. Okay? Anusyute, nitye, locative singular, in. Vishnau, from Vishnu, locative singular. Vishnu, Vishnau. In Vishnu, in that which is timeless, Nitya, in Vishnu, in the Lord, who's all pervasive for Vishnu, meaning of Vishnu, Vishnau. Prakalpitaha, nominative, plural, prakalpitaha.
And the pitaha?
Prakalpitaha.
Oh, there's no sun. You can't do that.
Vishnau, no, one word. Prakalpitaha, prasa upasarga. So the preposition to the word prakalpitaha. Vyaktiyaha. Vyakti. Oh, so the word prakalpitaha. Right? The word prakalpita means we use it like this, that which is projected on or imagined as. Right? Vyaktiyaha from vyakti. Nominative, plural, feminine. Vyakti is feminine. Feminine, nominative, plural. Vyakti has forms. Vyakti is a form. Vyakti has a forms. Vividaha is going to be adjectival in the nominative, plural, because vyakti is, you haven't learned feminine nouns yet. Vyakti is feminine, so vividaha is in the nominative, plural, feminine. Vyaktiyaha, vividaha, sarvaha. Nominative, plural, feminine, all. Vivida means manifold, many and varied. So the so all of the many and varied forms, vyaktiyaha, vividaha, sarvaha. Okay. All nominative plurals. So it says vyaktiha, vividaha, sarvaha. All the many and varied forms. Hataka, on gold. Hataka is gold. Hataka. On gold, locative singular. Hataka, on gold. Kataka is a bangle. Kataka adi, etc. Vat, like. Right? Vat, eva, or yata are words that are frequently point out illustration. Like. Like bangles, etc. on gold. Like bangles, etc. on gold or in gold. Gold is the locus, right? Because locative case. On gold, in gold. Like bangles on gold. Okay, so let's look at the whole sentence. Vyaktiyaha, all of the many and varied forms, vyaktiyaha, vividaha, sarvaha, all of them, prakalpitaha, top line. All of the many and varied forms, prakalpitaha, are projected on, are imagined on, Vishnu, the Lord, who is all-pervasive, who is timeless, Anusyuta, I think Anusyuta here is a past passive participle in the locative case. On Vishnu, who is all pervasive, who is Anusyuta, the warp and woof, as pervasive as the warp and woof, Satchidatmani, who is the Satchidatmani. So all locative, Satchidatmani, locative singular, Anusyute, locative singular, Nitye, locative singular, Vishnu. So they're all talking about the Lord. So, all of the many and varied forms, vyaktiyaha, vividaha, sarvaha, they are all projected on, prakalpitaha, they're projected on what? On Vishnu, who is nitya, free from time, right? Who is anusyuta, pervasive as the warp and woof, who is what? The satchidatma. So, all of these words are just referring to Brahman, to the reality. So all of the various forms are projected on Vishnu, who is timeless, who is the warp and woof, who is the Satchidatma. Hataka kataka divat, like bangles, etc., adi, on gold, hataka, like bangles on gold, all of the many and varied forms in the creation, right, are projected on the Satchidatma, who is the warp and woof of everything, who is free from time, who is Vishnu, who is all-pervasive. Nice. Beautiful verses.
Yes.
These verses are all circling around the Adhishthana. Yeah. And giving all of the... What's beautiful about Atma Bodha is it gives... almost every verse has a drishtanta. Mm-hmm. So you learn how to use these drishtantas. Yeah. So really, yeah.
Kataka is bangle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the beginning of the sentence is Satchi. Satchi.
Sat.
Satchi.
Yeah, but if we break the sandhi, Satchid Atmani. So Sat, existence, Chit, consciousness,
oh, yeah.
Atma. The Satchid Atma. The Atma, which is existence and consciousness. Satchit Atmani. Atmani is the locative singular of Atma. The word Atma is in... When you say Atma, that's nominative singular of Atman. Just like the real word for Atma is Atman. The word for Brahma is Brahman. If we say Brahman, that's the substantive. Atman is the substantive for Atma. When we say Atma, that's nominative singular.
When you say substantive, you don't mean the root.
Yeah, well, when we say root, we mean verbal root. Root means dhatu.
Mm.
When we say substantive, we mean what is the nominal form of the noun?
The nominative singular.
No. When we say substantive, what is the word before it's declined? Mm-hmm. So the word before we decline atma, atma, atmanau, atma, you know, atmanah. Before we decline it, what word are we declining? Atman. That's what we mean by substantive. Okay.
So the satchit and atma?
Sat is a compound. Satchit atmani. Satchit atma. And atmani is in the locative singular, so the compound is put in the locative singular.
When it says prakalpita, maybe don't know what it means, but prakalpita means projected?
In English, we will use it like that, which is imagined upon, projected as, appears as, all of those words. Yeah, what all they're trying to do is show when you say imagine by, it shows the relationship. So it's imagined on whom? I mean, what is this? There is again showing the adhishtana. What is it, prakalpita? If that's its order of reality, is prakalpita, what is the adhishtana? Yeah. Okay, let's take a little stand-up break, and I'll spend 10 minutes just explaining what we're going to be doing with the passive construction, so you understand what that is, and then we'll call it a day.